problem of human trafficking within the context of South Dakota and including Sioux Falls is really sex trafficking is not something new. Maybe perhaps we are hearing more about it because of it's become more out in the front in the media, so to speak. But certainly human trafficking is what we would call probably mostly in the context of South Dakota as homegrown, in the sense of oftentimes the people that are being trafficked are people that have grown up here in the state, have lived here in the state. Those that have trafficked these individuals often come from the state itself. So what we're seeing is not something new, but it's been around for a while, and it's oftentimes local people that are doing it and are experiencing it.
Kimberly, what do you hope to hear at the summit? What do you hope comes out of it?
Certainly more awareness, that people know that, yes, this is truly an issue in our state, and that, you know, they become more educated and have a greater understanding of the issue as a reality within our state and be able to stand up for those victims and survivors in our state in a more informed way.
Is there anything you'll be sharing at the summit that you could give us a kind of a capsule briefing now?
Certainly. I'm going to be looking more at the issue of human trafficking within the context of Indian country in our state and what that looks like within that context.
I see. Is that larger per capita than the overall problem? Is that a population that's specifically targeted here in Sioux Falls, for example, or across the state?
Well, whenever you get a population that has more risk factors, including poverty, lack of resources, certainly historical trauma, you're going to have more opportunities for traffickers to use that particular group of people for their purposes. So certainly we have children that are vulnerable in that population group, as well as, women and even men at times. So certainly that plays a factor in it.